Destiny Force for the 12th time of the 2021 season. Her 32nd of the career, ran 366.8, 331.94 in final qualifying. It was 73 points behind Steve Torrance going into qualifying. Now just 65 points behind, trimmed it by 8. We'll race Troy Buff tomorrow morning. Brittany, walk us through your qualifying.
Really successful qualifying for our Monster Energy Flavor Pack team. We had 3 great runs, and you know, our last session going into race day tomorrow was our best run. So it gives, you know, this whole team a boost of confidence. We're in the hunt for this championship, and we're in a great spot. We got that number one. We picked up a ton of bonus points, and excited to get here tomorrow and get race day started.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Questions for our number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Brittany Force. Phil Burgess, National Dragster.
The car's running so good right now. Do you wish you had Steve earlier on the same side of your ladder, or is that something you let the pace dictate?
You know, we always talk about that. It would be nice to, you know, have him first round, and that way you get way out ahead of him. But to be able to control or manipulate the ladder that way would be impossible. I'm sure people have attempted it, but for us, we can't look at it that way. We're going to go out, do the best run that we can every single time, and you know, we'll see with the setup that we get that way.
Next question, Brittany Force. Darren, yes, your question.
I guess you dominated here back in 2019. Do you feel like you have the same cars that you had back then? Do you do it again here in 2021?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, you always feel good coming into a racetrack that you've previously won at. So we won here in 2019. It was the winter October race in 2019, and we had a long race day, and we all celebrated right here in the winner's circle. So that was great for our team, and we'd like to repeat and do it again. We did it before, so our plan is to go out and do it again tomorrow. But yeah, gives us confidence that yeah, we could repeat.
Are you gonna have Steve shaking in his boots again?
Was that here?
I don't know where that was, but that is like the interview line of your career when you said Steve's shaking in his boots. But the battle between the two of you, though, right? This rivalry, we spoke about it a little bit yesterday. I spoke with David Grubnick after your run. I told him what you said about how you're enjoying it. You're enjoying the fight. You get to contend for a championship. I asked him if he's having fun, and he was focused on the race wins. Just to expand a little bit on the chemistry in the team.
This team is incredible. I've worked with a bunch of different crew chiefs, a bunch of different guys. And this group is unique on their own. They're just, every team I've worked with, though, has been supportive, has had my back. But this guy's weird, just this tight-knit team. Grubnick, it's pretty cool that he's driven one of these. He's, you know, been successful. He's driven a Top Fuel car. So he gets exactly where I'm coming from. He understands the pressure. He understands the weight that a driver carries on their shoulders, especially going out, you know, on race day when you're sitting 2 points and you're chasing, you know, the number one guy, Steve Torrance. So he understands it all. It's nice to be able to have that relationship with him. But really, I can't say enough about this group of guys. They are the hardest working guys I've ever worked with, and incredibly proud to be teamed up with every single one of them.
All right, Brittany Force, good luck tomorrow. See you at pre-race. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, we have to race now.